All right, we are going to move on to number 6, Nest Predator Bounty Program Update. Jackie Ermer, our regional supervisor, will be joining us virtually today. So Jackie, we see you there. When you are ready, you can go ahead and get started.
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, hopefully you can hear me. Working?
Yes, yep.
All right, yep. I'm just going to quick share my screen here. Are you seeing the PowerPoint?
Yep.
Yes.
For Game Fish and Parks up in the Northeast. Now I'll continue. the fifth year of this program, it was the second year actually of the the youth-only portion, which was open in March for the kids under age 18, and then starting April 1st, the program was open to all South Dakota residents. This past March, if you remember, we remember up in the Northeast anyways, that we had plenty of blizzards the month of March, so it was actually kind of slow for, I think, kids getting out and tail submissions coming in this year for March. Then things picked up in April. The program itself was set to end on July 1st. Or before if the maximum was reached, and this year actually the maximum of 50,000 tails or $500,000 was reached a couple days early, so on June 29th we did reach that maximum. The program came to a close. We had just under 2,500 total participants this year, which is up about 5% from last year. Something new that we did this year is we did offer one free live trap to all participating youth. And in the end, we gave just over 1,000 live traps away to youth this year. We also held the Benton Howe Youth Trap Giveaway, which in the last couple years, it was 3 live traps that we gave away. This year, we switched it up a little bit, and the package included a raccoon trapping starter kit, a knife, a copy of the National Trappers Association trapping handbook, and then a backpack to put it all in so they can carry all their coon traps out in the field with them and all the accessories. So we had 16 youth winners this year for that giveaway. Just a couple quick graphs here showing some of the totals over the years since this started in 2019. From this graph, you can see each year here on the bottom, the maximum every year was 50,000. Yes, some years it went over, and this was likely due. We usually finished out a scheduled collection day, so by the end of the day, if it was a big day, we ended up going over that 50,000. This year we were really darn close, just went over slightly by the end of June 29th. You'll notice this year, 2020, looks a lot lower, and it is. Probably a couple reasons for this. This year, in 2020, we only offered $5 to tail versus 10, which was probably part of the reason for lower participation and submissions. And it was also the year of COVID, so there was lots of probably just uncertainty that year, and folks didn't necessarily want to maybe come out in public and even submit their tails. So. But we've reached the maximum every other year. This graph just really shows the breakdown of the different five nest predators that were eligible for the program. You can see the blue there. Every year, raccoon were by far the most submitted nest predator. Skunk and opossum were always close seconds, and the badger and red fox, there was a few of those each year. And, you know, finally, the youth participation. What we were really happy to see here is making a difference in getting those families and kids out every year. Youth participation since this program started increased every year. So this past year, 46% of all the participants were kids. So that was really great to see that getting the next generation out there participating and out with their families. This little gentleman here was actually one of our weekly winners, and it didn't take him very long, and he was out with his dad setting those coon traps. So that was good to see. But that's it in a nutshell. So if you have any questions about this year's program, I could entertain those.
Any questions for Jackie on the Nest Predator Bounty Program? Jackie, just one question. Looking at those traps that the youth received, do you foresee this program continuing to offer one trap per youth as we go forward?
It's a possibility, Madam Chair, but I don't have the official answer for that at this time.
Very good. Very nice gift for those kids, the backpack, the trap, all that goes along with it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're going to